From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Nearly 100 people have been killed by twin bombings at a rally in Turkey. At least 95 people died and more than 240 were injured when two bombs exploded at a peace rally in the capital city, Ankara. Dorian Jones has the details.
The blast tore through the crowd, causing carnage. Ambulances and even taxis rushed the wounded to nearby hospitals. The rally, organized by Turkey's civic society and pro-Kurdish groups, was calling for an end to fighting between Turkish security forces and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK. No group has claimed responsibility for Saturday's bombings. But in July, the Islamic State was blamed for a suicide bombing targeting pro-Kurdish activists, killing over 30 people. Following that attack, the PKK ended a ceasefire, accusing Turkish security forces of collusion, a charge also denied. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russia says it has stepped up airstrikes against Islamic State extremists in Syria in support of Syrian troops who have seized two villages north of Hama since late Friday. Russia's defense ministry spokesman Igor Konashenkov, speaking to Russian reporters on Saturday, linked the rising number of strikes to what he called significant growth in the number of ground targets detected through aerial and satellite reconnaissance. Here in Washington, top U.S. defense officials held a secure video conference with their Russian counterparts as part of a push to promote safe flight operations in increasingly crowded Syrian airspace. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.